You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Nick Koschka, the co-founder and CEO at Credit Parent, a service offering parents a simple way to freeze their children's credit reports to prevent them from falling victim to identity theft. Tune in and listen to all these details. And Mr. Koschka, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And the pleasure certainly ours, and we're definitely looking forward to hearing the details on this. So first of all, how did you come up with the idea for Credit Parent?
Yeah, actually, so it hasn't actually happened to me, but I got the idea from my wife. She was scrolling her Facebook feed one day and shared with me this really kind of captivating story that caught my attention from an acquaintance of hers whose kid had his identity frozen. And the gist of the post was, it's a real mess. This kid was left with basically a huge pile of debt. A thief had gotten a hold of his identity, and this was like a five-year-old kid. And the parents were then, it was on them to unravel, and took them forever. And it turns out that the best prevention of that is just freezing the credit report, which is a super simple process, but harder than meets the eye. And so I went on a bit of a tear trying to freeze my own kid's credit, and then researched it and realized this is something that once you know how to do it, it's actually relatively easy to do, but they don't make it easy to figure out how to do it and how to know that you're doing it right. So I built a system, built a web portal to be able to basically do these freezes over and over again for other people once I had gotten through the system with each of the three credit bureaus myself with my own kids and then a couple of my friends' kids too. And then we launched the service in January 2019, so just a little over a month ago.
That is some crazy stuff right there. Now, child identity theft, I'm sure some people are scratching their head. That's not a problem that we're used to hearing anyone taking on. Can you tell us more about this and give us some more details?
Yeah, so I think most people have heard of identity theft, and there's lots of different schemes thieves run to get a hold of people's identities. But child identity theft is a particularly interesting one. It's a rapidly growing problem. There are a million cases last year, and Experian is now saying one in four children they predict will be a victim of identity theft before they turn 18. So 25% of the child population is expected to be affected. And really all it is thieves have realized that children make the perfect targets because nobody's watching and they've got, you know, better part of 10, 15, maybe as many as 18 years to basically steal an identity, form a new identity, and then open up accounts and then start racking up debt. And then at the end of the process, once they've built the credit profile out of that child, they can then just walk away and leave all that debt sort of on that child's name. And pretty much every expert now in the security and financial planning world, they've caught on to the fact that there's a really easy solution, and it's just freezing the credit reports. And so it's getting talked about across a wide range of media outlets, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, California Attorney General. Pretty much everybody's in agreement of the solution. And basically what we found is easier said than done, but we've created a system that makes it way, way easier for the parents to actually go through the process to freeze the reports, which is the main and most effective prevention.
And I'm certain there will be many people appreciative of Credit Parent and what you've done, and we thank you for being proactive in bringing a solution to the space. Can you tell us how the service actually works, if you would?
Yeah, so it's we've designed this to be just super, super easy for parents. So you go onto our website, creditparent.com. You purchase the number of credit freezes as you have kids. If you've got two kids, you purchase two credit freezes. You go out and collect. There's a couple of documents that you need. You need your kid's birth certificate. You need your government ID. You need Social Security cards for both you and your kids. And then a utility bill or a bank statement that has your address on it just to verify the physical address. You then open up the confirmation email that we send you when you check out on our website, and that gives you a link to a secure web form. And then you can just follow that. We basically prompt you through the data that you need to collect. It's similar to doing like a TurboTax. You input a little bit of data, you attach a couple of those documents. If you've got physical documents, you can just take a picture on your phone and upload them right onto the form. If you have electronic copies, you can just attach them right into the form. You hit submit, and as the parent, you're done. We then take that form from the other side. We translate that into the applications for each of the three credit bureaus that you need to freeze with, because it's actually not one application, it's really three. We turn it into one. But then we generate those applications, verify they're all correct and going to pass the screens at the credit bureaus, and then we send them directly into the freeze departments within each of those bureaus. Then, most importantly, at the end, we stage that data for deletion, because we don't keep any of the data. This is a one-time thing, and then the customer will get their freeze confirmation letters directly sent to their home address from each of the bureaus for each kid within 2 weeks or so. And then if they have any issues, they can just call us, and we have the customer support to help if needed. But usually once they hit submit on their phone, they're pretty much done, and they just got to wait until they get those letters.
Today we are joined by Mr. Nick Hotchka, the co-founder and CEO at Credit Parent, a service offering parents a simple way to freeze their children's credit reports to prevent them from falling victim to identity theft, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, getting back to the conversation, that sounds like a lot of sensitive documents people might be leery of sharing online. That was something that came to mind. How have you addressed privacy and security in these regards?
Yeah, absolutely. That's really been a core tenet of what we've been building. So we know that these documents are not to be taken lightly and not to be handled, and have to be handled carefully. So we've built both the security features and the privacy features into the service itself. And so we don't duplicate or back up or send around any of these documents as part of our process. They submit them once to us. We encrypt them and store them in an encrypted way behind state-of-the-art technologies with a lot of multi-step authentication and a lot of built-in security features. We then take those securely stored documents, we print them out once, and then through those in turning them into the freeze applications, and then we delete them, and then that's basically the end. Because if a customer needs to do it again, they would have to resubmit the data because the data is gone. And so I think, one unique thing about our services, we're not like a financial services company where we're trying to build a long-term relationship with these customers. We're in that regard, we're really transactional. We are here to combat identity theft among children. And our goal is to just do as many freezes as we can, because we believe that every child's credit report should be frozen. And so parents, they pay us to do this one service for them. That's it. We send in those applications and our part's done. Delete the data, and that's it. You'll never hear from us again. We're really trying to just be that functional partner for the parent so that they can get this otherwise somewhat tedious and obnoxious administrative task that they know they need to do done with the minimum amount of pain.
Now, a question that came to mind, can parents be doing this themselves? What's your thought there?
Yeah, so I mean, I've done it for both of my kids, and the whole reason we created the service is because it's a horrible process. There's a lot of research involved. At no point along the way do you have any sort of validation that you're doing it right. Everything that you have to go through it, and you have to go through it three times. So you have to learn how to do it with each of the bureaus. Then you have to do it, and there's really no way to know if you're doing it right. It's kind of like preparing your own – if you had a complex tax situation, it would be kind of like preparing your own taxes by going onto the IRS website and figuring out which forms. You can do it. It's free, but it's painful. And then in addition to that, there's a lot of things that a modern household – is no longer equipped with, unless you have, laser printers and copiers and envelopes and, you have all the administrative tools or you have access to that at, say, an office, it ends up being kind of a pain in the butt. I mean, I ended up having to take a couple of different trips to different stores. I went to Staples. I had to go on to Amazon to get some more toner, and had to go to the post office twice because the letters weren't the right size or I didn't have the right postage. So it's really just a pain, and we've tried to do everything we can to take, you know, what took me probably 4 or 5 hours and, you know, the better part of a day, and just turn it into something that can be done in, you know, 10 minutes.
And I'd say that's an added benefit right there. That's a lot of time to save someone from having to go through all that rigmarole, as they would say. Now, lastly, and as we conclude, what has been your most important business learning so far with Credit Parent that you wouldn't mind sharing with the audience?
Yeah, so I think when we embarked on this, and we're still at the very beginning, but I think it's an easy pitch, but a tough sell. And just alluding to the difference there between, you know, it sounds great, but it still is hard to cut through all the noise and to get the commitment and determination of the customer to be so committed as to go online and check out and still do your process, even though, you know, we've gotten great feedback on the idea itself. We've gotten great feedback on the product itself, but connecting so much that people will, you know, take a minute out of their day, especially among busy parents, is really what's been hard. And one of the things we've done to start to try to move the needle there is we've created a program called Gurus. And the purpose of Gurus is to, like, empower anyone to be able to educate themselves on child identity theft and credit freezes, and then sell our service to their friends, family, and clients in exchange for commission. So really empowering others who are in the know to go out and sell this to the people that they know, because there's definitely a trust-building element with the types of documents that we collect and the nature of the – and how private this information is. And so we really want to build that following and build that base of people who are the trusted advisors in the realm of the financial and in the realm of security, and empower them to get their clients and their network doing this, because we really do believe that this is the right thing to do and everybody needs to do it, but easier said than done.
Well, thanks for those concluding remarks. And again, we thank you for what you have brought to the market through Credit Parent, introducing our audience to the service as well. Where can listeners get all the details on Credit Parent and be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, the best way to find us is just on our website, creditparent.com. There's a lot of great resources on the blog, which feeds articles about security and finance, and a lot of details if you want, for anybody who wants to educate themselves and learn more about, you know, the identity theft problem and the credit bureaus and how they work, and even for how you do it yourself, because, you know, we don't shy away from people doing it themselves. We just want to provide an easier avenue to do it. So our website is the place to go.
Again, that is creditparent.com. Again, Mr. Hoschke, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Nick Hoschke, the co-founder and CEO at Credit Parent, a service offering parents a simple way to freeze their children's credit reports to prevent them from falling victim to identity theft. And for all the details, visit creditparent.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.